gossip, and all things juicy. It's the AMPM Report.
All right, so we got a lot going on. We got a lot of birthdays today that I have to mention.
Let's do it.
You know, I love me some Lauryn Hill.
I know you do.
I used to. Not as much as I used to, but Lauryn Hill's birthday. Pam Grier. Oh, my goodness. Oh. When I was a little boy, Pam
Icon.
Grier.
Icon.
Woo! What you did to me.
Yes.
Stevie Nicks' birthday. That's for you, babe. Happy birthday,
Stevie Nicks.
Philip Michael Thomas.
Yes.
Philip Michael Thomas. That, hey, the Miami Vice days
were pretty
cool.
Essence of cool. Essence of cool.
Lenny Kravitz, also cool.
Mm-hmm.
Miles Davis, the essence of cool, for
yes.
real. So, babe, it's National Brothers Day.
Okay.
So, I thought brothers that I know you love. The Jackson 5.
Yes. The Silvers.
Wayans Brothers.
Yes.
The Barge.
Mm-hmm.
One more. Give me a couple more.
Oh, what? The Mills Brothers. I can't think of anybody else.
The Mills Brothers. Shout out to our 89-year-old listeners.
Shout out to my grandmother.
You.
Right.
And what was it? Donny Osmond in them, right? The Osmonds?
Sure.
So, Kevin Hart really hasn't talked about in depth about his car wreck that almost took him out.
Right.
And so, you know, Joe Rogan has this very successful podcast, which, by the way, he just signed a $100 million deal with Spotify, by the
way. That's be nice.
But he does this long form. This is like an hour and a half interview. So in this interview, he talked about his crash, and he says, your life changes when you almost die. That's what he said.
When you come close to that light, and it's in that light that I'm talking about is death. If you come close to that light, when you do, and if you are fortunate enough to come back from that light, you value life differently. There are no bad days for me.
Now, you know, it's interesting, babe, you know, Dad, your father.
My father.
Talked about seeing that light mm-hmm. and going over.
Right.
And I asked him, I said, Dad, what did you see? He said, it was exactly as I thought it would be. And he said, life continues.
Right.
Recently, C.T. Fletcher is one of my people I follow on social media on YouTube. He almost died of open heart surgery. He said he felt joy.
Yeah,
so it's very
that's what they say about that. You had a near-death experience.
When I was a kid, yeah.
Right, right. And yeah. So did you feel that same way?
I just felt like I was floating in like a very comfortable, warm place.
That's probably what they talk about.
And lastly, before we wrap it up, Kevin Hart also talked about another lesson he learned was you can't control everything. This is Kevin Hart.
Hey, Kevin, you're not in control, buddy. You thought you were. You moved for a minute like, nah, I got this. I'm going to do that. Don't worry about it. I got it. We'll be good. I'm going to make sure it happens. As if you were in control. At any decision, at any given time, it can be over. And it's not until you get close to that light that you truly respect that.
All right. That is it. That is the AMPM Entertainment Report.
Coming up, we're going to talk about a couple of viral videos grabbing attention and really impacting the African-American community.
Right here on WHUR.
Live from Al Mar Meta, it's Allison Seymour and Mark Clark. Social distancing on 96.3 WHUR.